Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Chris Kanazawa, in memory of his father, Dr. Kanemi Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kerry Kiyohara of Makawao Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Kiyohara.
Good morning. Let's begin by listening to the wisdom of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism in the Honganji tradition. When a person realizes the mind of non-discrimination, that attainment is the state of regarding each being as one's only child. This is none other than Buddha nature. We will awaken to it on reaching the land of peace. The wisdom of Shinran Shonin, which you can find in the Hymns of the Pure Land, Collected Works of Shinran, Volume 1, page 350. Today, I'd like to talk about the relativity of happiness and provide a Buddhist perspective on questions like these. What is happiness? Why do we spend our lives pursuing happiness? Why am I not happy? Arthur Schopenhauer, the great German philosopher, created this framework for understanding happiness. He said, "Happiness is the ratio of what I have relative to what I want. So, if what I have is greater than what I want, I am happy. If what I have is less than what I want, I am not happy." Absolutely brilliant. And this framework explains the paradox of the American dream. The more you have, the more you want. The more you acquire, the more you are not happy. Why is that? So advertising always considers the needs, wants, and desires of the consumer. And these are all different mindsets that we appeal to. Needs are basic needs, you know, air, water, food, clothes, shelter, etc. Wants are things like if you have your basic needs fulfilled, you want a bigger house, a faster car, you want more money. And then there's desires. You always want something more. I want something more. And advertising aims to create desire in the hearts and minds of the target consumer. In other words, the advertising that you see every day is designed to fan the flames of insatiable desire, to create insatiable desires, right? Which is exactly what Shakyamuni Buddha identified as the cause of all suffering, discontent, and unhappiness in human life. And this was 2,500 years ago. We are driven by self-centered desires that can never be satisfied. This is the human condition. And thus, we live in a world where happiness is measured by what we have, and somebody always has more. Thus, we're doomed to be unhappy. Desires fulfilled versus desires unfulfilled. So the goal of Buddhism is to end suffering by extinguishing the flames of insatiable desire. How? What happens when the ratio of what you have relative to what you want is zero? What happens when the ratio of what you have relative to what you want is one? And these are the two approaches to happiness in Buddhism. How do we make the ratio of what I have relative to what I want zero? Remember your math. If we make the numerator zero, then the value is zero. So, if you have no possessions, you have nothing. You have no attachments. So, in other words, give up everything and become a monk. Now, if I remember my math correctly, the denominator can never be zero. So, the bottom part of a fraction can never be zero. Think about that. It's mathematically impossible to eliminate what I want. Right? It's impossible to eliminate desire. And indeed, this is human truth. So remember that nirvana in Sanskrit literally means to extinguish. In this case, to extinguish the flames of insatiable desires. And thus, nirvana is the state of needing, wanting, and desiring nothing. This is the path of sages, the Theravada approach of renunciation, monastic life, and total commitment to realizing nirvana in this life, in this body. Conversely, what happens when the numerator and the denominator are exactly equal? In other words, what happens when what I have and what I want are in balance? If you're content with what you have, and if there is nothing you desire, then you're happy, aren't you? So why am I not happy? Because my ego, me, M-E, my ego insists that I need, want, and desire more, more, more. In other words, my ego keeps making the denominator bigger, right? The things I want. I want more! While the numerator, the top part, what I have now, remains the same. Mathematically, it should be intuitively obvious that this will never lead to happiness. And that begs the question, what is happiness? Is happiness relative? Is happiness, right, the ratio of what I have relative to what I want? Is happiness only relative to what I have versus what other people have? Is happiness defined by what I want or by what other people want? Why are we obsessed with pursuing happiness, even if we can intuitively understand the pursuit of my happiness, my personal happiness, is not making me more happy? Or is there an absolute happiness? Happiness in the realm of human existence, this world of confusion and delusion in which we live, is by definition relative. So is it possible to achieve absolute happiness? Shin Buddhism teaches that when you truly care about the happiness of others more than your own happiness, the state of regarding each being as one's only child, this is Buddha nature, and we will realize it when we are born in the Pure Land. The original Sanskrit term for the Pure Land is Sukhavati, or the realm of ultimate bliss, absolute happiness. Because we're only human, right, limited by our all too human mind and body, Amida's great compassion calls out to every sentient being, every living being, offering refuge, offering a path to becoming Buddha through the reassurance of going forth to birth in the Pure Land, Sukhavati, the realm of absolute happiness. When you truly hear the calling voice of Amida, Namo Amidas, you truly realize life is not about me. It's not about my ego. It's not about my happiness. Life is not about me. When you are able to live your unrepeatable life as if it's not about me, you become empowered to share everything you have. When people share everything they have with you, you become humble, grateful, and say, Mahalo, thank you, thank you, thank you. When everyone is humble and grateful and always saying Mahalo, and always saying thank you, thank you, thank you, the community, the greater community, is happy. And this, in Honganji, the Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, this is the state of Shinjin, the realization of the faith of Shinjin in your heart and mind, the state of treating every living being as your only child. It's not about me. It's not about me. The path of Shin Buddhism begins and ends with saying Namo Amida Butsu. When we truly hear the calling voice of Namo Amida Butsu, a transformation begins, guiding us to the experience of gratefully receiving the faith of Shinji. Just say it. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Buddha. In trusting in all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion for the great enlightenment to come. Namo Amida Butsu. Just say Mahalo. Mahalo for listening this morning, and may your day be filled with aloha.
Thank you, Reverend Kiyohara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ili'honganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 17th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Shenzhen Han, author of Be the Refuge, Raising the Voices of Asian American Buddhists. Remember also that Moili'ili Honganji is currently having a Kalua Pork fundraiser. Get 1 pound of Kalua Pork for $10 by calling the Moili'ili Honganji office at 949-1659. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Chris Kanazawa, and our speaker, Reverend Kerry Kiyohara of Makawao Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shinkai Murakami of Wailuku Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.
Shines into all.